ICQ. This is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. Nothing heard. Worth mentioning that this weekend is Winter Field Day 2026. And as far as I know, it's a go. And location is Phil's Place, 1270 in Pickens, South Carolina. And the website, if you go to the website, all the info there. Call our flyer there. It's a big picture of a canvas tent, some radio set up, a campfire, two people at a table with a bunch of snow. And that's what you might get this weekend, because we're looking for some possibility of some snow and ice this Saturday. Start with the check-ins. It might be time to talk about two things, the Wilderness Protocol and the 333 Protocol. And it is a way of emergency communications in the case that the repeater might be down. The Wilderness Protocol basically is every 3 hours on frequency 14652 for 2 meters, every 3 hours starting at 10, there's a window of about 5 minutes. And if you were low on battery and you have to get an emergency out, that would be the best place, perhaps, to make a call. And the 333 plan is similar things, but it's more for CB, GMRS, and mirrors. And that is channel 3 on your CB or GMRS, and starting at 3 and every 3 hours. So it'd be 3, 6, 9, 12, and repeat. But I'll talk about this more at the very end of the net. It can be lengthy, so if anyone's interested, stick around towards the end. In the roll call, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag sheet portion. Tonight, we're going to start with the pre-net check-ins, check in with EchoLink before we go to the RF section. Starting off with our pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLG, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, and 4UYB, Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia, KF4CKT, that's John in Honeyah Pass, South Carolina, KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia, KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville, South Carolina. K, Stephen in Surfside Beach, South Carolina. And 4DFM, that's Tony in Richmond, Virginia. KC4PIL, Douglas in Spring, Texas. KB4CHP, that's William in Cleveland, Georgia. K4XMR, that is Mill in Prosperity. AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. AA4GH, that's Gus in Newland, North Carolina. WA4JJZ, Andy in Aiken, South Carolina. KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. KR4FHX, Jamie in Gaffney, South Carolina. 4W, Bill in Anderson. KQ4WHN, that's Mark in Greer. KG4WNP, Landon in Easley. WU2T, Rusty in Moore, South Carolina. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And last on that list is KQ4YQI, Jose in Taylors. And with our Echolink stations and Echolink stations only, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown, Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel, Jim, in Berea. Negative and negative.
Before JKV, please check in N2SWJ, November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet. This is Scott, and I'm in Hebron, Kentucky, normally from Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. We would like to welcome KN4RJN, that's John and Brown Summit. Let me have you down for some comments. Then we'd like to welcome KO4YHY, that is Jim in Berea. And then N2SWJ, Scott in Hebron, Kentucky tonight. And let's see, I see a couple other stations on Echolink. Maybe they're just getting settled in. We didn't get you that first pass. We'll check in with you a minute. Go ahead and get settled. Let's go ahead and move to the RF section. Tonight is Monday, so that is Echo Through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KV. Duncan at AlderNet, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
KV in Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Uniform November. Nelson, shock and amazement. I'm in Greenville, then route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative, over.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KO4HKX. That is Patrick in Penrose, one of our net controllers. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. Then we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry in Camden, North Carolina. And then KO4GUN Nelson, mobile down there, heading from Greenville to Spartanburg. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KO4JKV. See if there's any Echolink stations that would like to check in. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in Whiskey Delta 4, Bravo Zulu Zulu. This is WD4BZZ, Jim in Campobello, no traffic.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome WD4BZZ, that's Jim in Campobello. Thanks. All right, moving on down the alphabet to the India through Lima group, I through L, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and Ham James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Beware, I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Any other stations in the India through Lima group, call KO4JKV. All right, moving on to Mike through Papa, M through P, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, Larry in Simpsonville. I'll be negative, negative. Wish everybody 73 and hope everybody stays warm.
Control. Duncan, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November, Oscar Lorena, and my husband. Kilo Kilo 4 Whiskey Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, ship. She's West Joel, and she'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KO4MWY, that is Larry in Simpsonville. And then KK4ONO, that's Lorena, along with her husband Rick. KK4DMW, they're in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, and Wearsholes. All right, let's see. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group, call KO4JKV. Check in with our Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control.
KO4JKV, Duncan. Check in Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. Stephen in Greenwood, good evening to yourself. All of the net, no traffic, no queue.
Net Control, if you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. Allen, I'm in Piedmont tonight. In and out, no comment. No roundtable.
Before JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KA4PQA. That's Stephen in Greenwood. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4ZYU, that's Alan in Piedmont. All right, going back to the RF section, we are at Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I won't be man of a man.
For JKV. In November 4, Tango Lima Papa. In 4, TLP, Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening, Duncan.
For JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Then we'd like to welcome November 4, Tango Lima Papa. It's Terry and Moore. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group, call KO4JKV. On down the alphabet to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There was a station trying to check in. When you keyed up and said net control, that came in through clear, and then you just dropped right off. So maybe give it another call, and if there's anybody out there that has their finger close to the reverse button, see if we can pick them up. Go ahead, station, try that again. Hopefully we can get you in the log, so stay with us and see if you can get your antenna in a good position, and we'll try to get you in the log. All right, next up, let's go to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KO4JKV.
JKV, could you please, and everybody on the net, could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome KQ4YOO, that is Clint and Honeypath. Good to get you in the log tonight. All right, let's go ahead and open it up to the entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Call KO4JKV.
Man Control. America, Japan 4, Echo November. This is Bobby. I'm in my mobile right now, headed to the house, and I'll be listening.
Next check in, Whiskey X-Ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, DAT, Danny, Gastonian, and I'll be out.
Check in Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, 2B determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela, both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Two KR4JKV. Please check in KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick, I'm in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net tonight, Duncan.
For JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Good evening, Duncan. Please check in, Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. Negative and negative tonight.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome AJ4EN. That's Bobby. Mobile heading to the house. Good to get you in there. Good signal on that mobile. Then we'd like to welcome WX4DAT. That's Danny in Gastonia. K4XB Tommy, along with Angela, KQ4TBD. Then we'd like to welcome KR4FNC, that's Rick in Simpsonville. KI4DOS, Gary in Easley, and he brings along his wife Joy, K3JOY. And Gary's our Wednesday night net controller and the MC of the weekly swap net, so check in with Gary on Wednesday. Welcome KK4JD, that is Joe in Greer. All right, let's see if there's any other stations all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Sorry to be late. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR. November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative and say, hey, Chris, if you're out there.
Hello, Tom.
JKV. Good evening, Duncan, and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, portable on the couch in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
KO4JKV. And Duncan, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net in 73. Go all on the net.
Delta Tango on mobile in Pendleton. Good for check-ins there. Let's see. Let's first welcome N0TR. That is Tom in Greer. Then N4ZLK, Shane in Cleveland. He runs the net here. Sounding good on the couch there. Very good, clean signal. Next, we'd like to welcome KR4EEE. That's Greg in Hendersonville. Then W4FHJ, Gene and Taylors, and KR4DTC, that's Stormy and Pendleton Mobile, I believe, and thanks for checking in. And let's see, any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. And with EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations, and EchoLink stations only, call KO4JKV. Break in there. Let's see. Anybody, EchoLink or all the way through the alphabet, anyone, anywhere, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call net control.
In Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
For a second, we had a big double there. And let's see. EchoLink won the battle there, Greg. We'd like to welcome KO4WTQ, Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Thanks for checking in via EchoLink. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call net control.
Net control.
and return negative and negative.
Another big double there. We have a signal that's very weak, and then another station that was on top of that, and you were competing for first, and no one really won. Let's try it again. Stay all the way through the alphabet. Call net control. 204 JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, taking check-ins. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KO4 JKB.
Net control. This is KD4LOD. Name is Ken, and I'm in Traveler's Rest.
At that time, Ken, we'd like to welcome KD4LOD. That's Ken and TR, Traveler's Rest. Love that town. And thanks for hanging in there. We got you in. And I think there's another station out there, but let's just give another call. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
This is K8RLH. My name's Randy in Anderson, South Carolina.
Randy and Anderson. I got, I couldn't write fast enough. I got a K-A blank P-L-H. Come back with the call sign a couple times.
Yes, it's Kilo 8, Romeo Lima Hotel. Kilo 8, Romeo Lima Hotel.
All right, that was a good solid copy there. We'd like to welcome Kilo 8, Romeo Lima Hotel. That's Randy and Anderson. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKB. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the RAG 2s. Tonight we have one on the stump, and that's our friend John, KN4RJN, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world, Duncan?
It's a lot of the same stuff, nothing too exciting, but let's see. I noticed that the band conditions went down really bad this afternoon, and I heard on the internet and that we're expecting something tomorrow, but for whatever reason, maybe we got a little pre-reminder that something's coming, because I look on QRZ, and all the band conditions, day and night, all the HF bands just say poor, 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 all in red, so something's coming.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, we had a big a big hole spot out there, and I've been searching for it and trying to get information on it, and it screwed up some predicting models and some other data collectors, so that it's a little hard to say. But today there was a coronal mass. Well, actually, yesterday there was a coronal mass ejection, which has hit. Today, and they're saying a S4 solar storm, which means don't get in an airplane and fly north. You're going to get several several tooth X-rays if you do that. Tabitha Scove, Dr. Scove, has not put out a forecast yet. She's still waiting for data to come in, but. What NOAA is showing right now is that starting January 20th through the 22nd, the chances of a mild to moderate radio blackout are 65%, and an R3 or greater is at 25%. Mild to moderate is in the minutes range of a blackout. And R3 or greater are starting to get into hours and larger frequencies or whatnot. But this thing is smacking into us pretty good, apparently, right now. And, in fact, they're saying a couple articles, I said, auroras may be seen, with any luck, at least as far as the upper Midwest. And some estimates are it might be seen in Texas and even as far south as Florida. So... this thing has hit hard and is doing all kinds of unique and wondrous things. If you get a chance and you're out and your skies are clear, I'd go out this evening and look and see if you can catch any aurora lights if you're in a dark place and far enough away from city lights. As far as meteor showers go, I've got a couple of pieces of data here that also are confusing. My regular meteor shower calendar, and I'm going to break here before the repeater gets me, and I'll be right back. We had the quadrinids earlier in the month, and it's showing nothing else until like April, which would be the Lyrids. However, my other calendar is showing a meteor shower, a minor meteor shower, called the Gamma Ursae Minoid meteor shower. It has a zenith hour rate of about 5, and my calendar says it's on the 19th, and when I Google that particular meteor shower, they're saying it's on the 18th, so I'm assuming it's, you know, there's some bleed over there. It's this evening and into the early morning hours of tomorrow, or it was last night and the early morning hours of today. In any event, if you get a chance, go out, take a look if your skies are clear and you can stand the cold. This solar storm it's going to screw things up for the next few days, I have a feeling from the looks of it. None of my predictors are telling me anything that that I didn't already tell you, and even looking at my auroral activity, where'd it go? That ain't it. My aurora activity 30-second forecast on coming off my QRZ page isn't showing it yet because it can't. It has problems when things come in that hard and that fast. So even the article said that the solar radiation storm forecast model is having difficulties because the satellite that's out there monitoring that gets all confused when it gets above about S2, S3 levels. So it doesn't know what's going on either. But, we got some stuff going on. So, yeah, if your radio's a little wonky over the next several days, and usually that only occurs on the daylight side, but apparently this is sneaking around to the nighttime also. So that's what's happening in the sky stuff. Back to you, sir.
That I haven't heard before. Could be because of the solar flares, obviously. Could be have something to do with everybody's routers and all that stuff. But you almost faded to nothing, and then you started coming back in. But I'll send it back to you another time to see if it clears up. But I wanted to mention that there was a podcast that just released today, and it's on a guy named Danny Jones. They're talking about space weather. There's a space weather expert on there, and they do like a 3-hour conversation talking about pole shifts, super flares, and all that stuff. And if you're interested in that, or if anybody's interested, I put it on my QRZ page. It's about halfway down. Look for the Danny Jones podcast, and if you're interested in space weather. So send it back to you, John. Hey, can you hear me okay? Time. I don't know, maybe you might be having some difficulties, but we'll shout out to you again. Let's take a quick pause. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4-JKV.
KO4-JKV, this is KN4RJN. I got knocked off of EchoLink there for a minute, and I lost part of you. Come back.
Oh, that's okay. I saw when you popped off and popped back on. But I wanted to mention that there's a new podcast that came out today. It's on YouTube. It's a guy, the host is Danny Jones, and he talks to this space weather expert named Stefan Burns. And it's a 3-hour conversation talking about space weather, super flares, pole shifts, and a lot of extra stuff like that. So If you're interested in that, or anybody that's listening is interested, I have it a link to it on my QRZ page. About halfway down, just look for that podcast link, Space Weather. And so that's about it. So, but whatever you did, John, you sound pretty good now. Like I mentioned earlier, there was a lot of breakup there, but I think you're doing okay. Let's see. You have anything else for us?
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, you when you came back to me that first time, you were there was a lot of static in there, excuse me, and then it just kind of gradually improved, but so yeah, that's happening all over the place, and then as you were talking, it just, you know, threw me out of EchoLink altogether, so yeah, stuff be happening, what can I say? But yeah, I'll check this out. Also, if you go to my QRZ page, look at Space Weather Woman, Dr. Tabitha Scove. She was having a podcast with a couple other individuals, one of which was also a space weather scientist, and I don't know what the gal that was hosting it was, but she wasn't. In any event, she was talking about this thing that was coming in a little bit and space weather and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of different things you can find out about what the sun is doing to our radio broadcasts and our night sky and all kinds of things. So, yeah, if you're curious, check it out. Check out Duncan's link. Check out my links and go find a few of your own and look at this stuff because it affects our ability to communicate. And that's about all I got, Duncan, so I will send it back to you, and I will back on out of here and say 73s, and have a good evening. KN4RJN, clear.
Once again, great information, and if anybody out there is interested in space weather, you should definitely check out John's QRZ page. He has some excellent links. It's mostly all important links on this page. You just click on them, they take you right to the website, and his call sign is KN4RJN, that's Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. So we'll say 7-3 to John, and we're still open for check-ins all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. I think we have everybody. If anyone's still hanging around, you might be wanting to get a little more information of what I mentioned at the beginning of the net. As we approach the weekend, we could be looking for some heavy snow, heavy ice, especially on Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And with ice, it can do a lot of things. It can knock out power and all that stuff. So that's why radio is very important, to be able to communicate, obviously. And but what happens when the repeater goes down and you need to try to get an emergency out? So this 2-meter nets, 2-meter simplex nets, and that's been going on recently on this repeater and the club up here closer to me on Spivey Mountain, and that's a good thing. But there's two other things that we can consider, and there are two different protocols for simplex radio communication. Walls is specifically for amateur radio, and the other protocol is for GMRS, CB, MERS, FRS, and they're very similar, but there's some key differences here. The basics, the purpose of it is, let's say you have your HT, you have about 70% power, your power's out, going back on, and if you leave your Baofeng on all day, it's going to run out of batteries before the end of the day, and you could be there for 4 or 5 days. So these protocols help you conserve battery power and hopefully increase the likelihood of being heard by somebody. So I'll go through one protocol and then the other one, and then we'll see if there's any check-ins at that time. Let me let this drop for a second. Protocol is the Wilderness Protocol, and it is aimed for amateurs in the 2-meter band, but it's also 1.25 meters and 440 as well. But the gist of it is every 3 hours, you have a 5-minute window to monitor or transmit, you know, your emergency. And it starts at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. So if you have just a little bit of battery left and you want to make it count, you might want to memorize the Wilderness Protocol and hopefully increase the likelihood of someone hearing your message. And that would be at the top of the hours of 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock for about 5 minutes. And then let's say you didn't hear anything. They don't say this in the notes, but I would say if you don't get a response, send a quick, brief message out, because there's a chance someone's listening to you, but they can't transmit to you. So those are the times that you can get a message out, and that's for the amateur radio, VHF, UHF. Next, we'll talk about the GMRS plan. All is geared towards GMRS, FRS, CB, and mirrors. It's the 333 plan, very easy to remember, because on CB, GMRS, or mirrors, it's channel 3. So that's the 3 of the 333. Just put it on channel 3, and every 3 hours, and it starts at 3 p.m. So you'll go 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock for about 3 to 5 minutes. So the same principle, if you want to conserve power, you want to increase the likelihood of being heard, you would remember channel 3 on your radio, and every 3 hours, it would be 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock. So two protocols, and no one's saying it's going to be a lifesaver or anything, but it's food for thought and something to look into, and I would suggest, you know, Google Wilderness Protocol for radio, and then Google the 333 plan for radio, and kind of have those in your toolkits in case you have any, extra tool in the toolkit. Any questions or comments? That's about it for those people looking for a true challenge for Winter Field Day for emergency preparedness. If you're going to participate in any Winter Field Day across the upstate or in the mountains of North Carolina, you could be in for a challenge. It's going to be very snowy, so take a lot of pictures, be safe, bring extra fuel and all that good stuff. So one last call for check-ins and comments. Call KO4JKB.
JKB. This is KD4LOD. Just wanted to say thank you for giving us all that information, and appreciate you. Have a good evening, everyone. KD4LOD.
LOD. Well, thanks, Ken. Yeah, I figured that part of the job for being in net control is kind of pass some information along, and who knows, it might help somebody out. But thanks for that comment there. Let's see, any more check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KO4JKV. Again, folks, very good turnout tonight with 56 check-ins. They're just getting higher and higher, so that's good news. Come back tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Mark is your net controller. His call sign is KQ4WHN, and he always runs a great net. So check in with him. We're here every night at 9 p.m. with a different net controller. So those of you just got your license, want to become regulars, we'd love to have you. All right, so stand by for my net report. 4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.